Steady as she goes.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Federal Reserve policymakers start meeting tomorrow. They are trying to navigate this economy with the inflation rocks on one side of the channel and the deflation boulders on the other side. Gary Huffbauer is senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. Good morning.
Hi.
What's going to happen at this two-day Fed meeting starts tomorrow?
Well, I think the surprise would be if there is any surprise. The Fed is probably pretty satisfied with what they've done. I think they're in a watch-and-see mode.
You say watch and see. Let's talk about what they're watching and what they're seeing. The unemployment report last week was relatively good with the rate coming down a little. The stock market's booming. What do you think the Fed is watching and seeing and taking into account?
Well, what they would be concerned about would be any ignition of inflation. That's their big worry. But so far, there aren't any inflationary signs. As you said, unemployment dipped just a little bit, but it is higher than anybody would like, including the Fed. So they're not inclined to tighten yet until they see those first flowers of inflation, and they're not evident yet.
The last Fed chairman, Alan Greenspan, has sure gotten a lot of criticism for how he walked that tightrope. What's your view, Gary, on that this decision to continue to keep interest rates low?
Well, I think they'll probably keep it low through the remainder of this calendar year, and we'll begin to see higher rates early in 2010. And you're right. They're very aware of that tightrope, and they're very aware of the possibility of new asset bubbles, exactly what Greenspan is criticized for. Now, where would the new asset bubbles be? Well, there's one that's pretty obvious to everybody, and that's actually Treasury bonds. I mean, they're selling at extremely high levels, meaning very low interest rates on 10-year Treasury bonds. So there is a possible asset bubble. In today's asset bubble is tomorrow's crash.
Gary Huffbauer, senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Of course, Europe is asking those same kind of interest rate questions. Last week, the Bank of England held rates steady, but made a surprise move to pour billions more dollars into the British economy. Today, the UK paper The Telegraph says the bank is worried about deflation and prolonged stagnation. From London, here's Christopher Worth.
The UK has been abuzz with talk of green shoots lately. British manufacturing numbers are up, and consumer spending has been better than expected. That's why it came as such a big surprise when the bank decided last week to increase its program to buy up nearly $300 billion in government and corporate bonds in order to increase the country's money supply. Conventional wisdom says adding more money to the economy risks inflation. But Vicky Redwood of Capital Economics says with such a lack of economic growth, prices actually risk going down, and that any recovery would be wiped out if deflation took hold.
So we've still got a significant risk of a W-shaped recession or a double-dip recession where the economy starts to grow again for a quarter or two, but then loses some of its momentum and slips back into recession further ahead.
Redwood says the same forces of spare capacity, where companies lower prices to compete for what little demand is out there, threatens pushing the U.S. into a similar deflationary spiral. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
Checking stocks now, major European markets are down by about 1%. Traders said to be booking some profits there. Asian stocks were up solidly today. China's premier said over the weekend that country's going to keep up its fiscal and monetary stimulus. Last week, Wall Street continued the win streak, up more than 2% on the week. On Friday, the Dow jumped 113 points and closed at 9,370. McDonald's says its same-store sales rose in July about 4%. The chain said it's benefiting from the budget-conscious consumer. And America's second-largest satellite TV provider, Dish Network, said this morning its second-quarter profit slid 81% from the year before. One reason, the company's ongoing legal battle with TiVo.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thriven Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thriven.com.
You may not have heard about it, but Alibaba.com is the corporate giant of e-commerce in China. And you're going to be hearing more about it. Today, the company begins a marketing push here in the States. From Shanghai, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Alibaba.com is China's top business-to-business website. More than 30 million people in the country use it to shop wholesale for everything from steel pipes to beaded belts to kidney beans. Now the company is targeting American entrepreneurs who also need suppliers. Here's Mamie, an oven mitt designer featured in a company commercial for that new audience.
Everything that I'd had in mind but had no idea if I'd be able to find, I found on Alibaba.com. Once I found it, it was like lightning struck. Everything just started to fall into place.
It's unclear if Mamie, the chipper businesswoman, is a real person. Alibaba is forking out $30 million for overseas marketing and another $200 million for global acquisitions in related sectors like smartphones and e-payment systems. Company founder Jack Ma thinks a lot of Chinese companies like his are on the verge of going global. He spoke recently at the Asia Society in New York.
Next few years, what I suggest is American people pay more attention to the China growth, the China model.
For Alibaba, he hopes that attention will come from new ads in U.S. business magazines and TV commercials on network and cable channels. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And finally, Italy's lottery jackpot is at an all-time high, the equivalent of $164 million, and that gives the Sicilian town of Ficara an idea. The town is broke, so the mayor took about $160 from the salaries of town council members and bought a mess of tickets. He chose numbers connected with the town's patron saint. If that works, maybe we'll see California's governor attempt the same thing. Who is the patron saint of political gridlock? Somebody look that up. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.